We are continuing our Shu'ulim on Etzchaim. We are at the end of Anaf Dalet and going to start Anaf Hei today.
We didn't finish the
the one.
It's the last Shaddai Thomas, isn't it?
That's right. The Shaddai Thomas, that's the end of Anaf Dalet. So we're going to start here where he says, Zil Loshon Shaddai Thomas Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So the Matfisim, they put this because they felt it's important. Yaakov Hillel actually puts it before Anaf Hei, whatever. It's... But this is the place. Okay, so the Arizal says as follows. This is actually a piece which is found in Shaddai Thomas. It's another sefer, another Sifrei Ari. Omnam, davar goloi hu ki ein lemalu guf v'lo koach haguf chalila. So completely separate from what we learned before. We're learning before where's the ragli that Adam Kama go to. Now it's completely a separate in here. And this is a mama muska that you have to take with you. The Gans Etchan, Gans Limuda, a Kabbalah in general. Whether even if you learn the Ramak, the Ramchal, the Gaon Chassidus, this has to be understood completely. Again, oh no, that was a goloi ki ein lemal lo guf, ein lemal lo guf v'lo koach haguf chalila. Kol dmyonois vatiyurim elu lo mitnei shem kach chaz v'shalom. Omnam l'shachech es oizen. L'shachech es oizen. Shkei shiyochol odom lahavin advorim elyon uruchim bilti nitfasim nirshomim. V'sech le'enoshi. L'chein niten reshut l'dabe b'chines tiyurim v'dmyonim kashuhu poshut b'kol sifrazo. So first club.
Who gave the reshut? Who gave the reshut?
Who gave those shoes? Who's in it? We're going to see the Psukim gave us the shoes.
Okay, the shoes I knew about, but I meant as the mentioned it.
So we're going to see that the first thing we're going to learn that even Hagam would describe in this very, very, very thorough, right, in very direct terms. But you have to say anything we speak about, whether it's Patsufim, whether it's Sfiras, whether it's Hina Her, if it's all. This is all rak l'shach se'oizim. It's a remez remiza of what's up there. Because we're talking about oiras, and these are not oiras. So, v'gam psukei toira atzmo, and he's bringing a raya. Look, koshe, if the toira has allowed itself to use such a l'shoin, it's koshe kenas. V'gam psukei toira atzmo kulam ke'echad oinim v'omre v'dov ve'echad kemo, shomar ha'kosov eini Hashem, heima meshotetim b'kol aretz, Eini Hashem la tzadikim, vayishma Hashem, vayareach Hashem, vayidaber Hashem, keilu rabot. V'gdoel mekula mashkos v'kosu v'yibor ha'elokim, es odem b'tzalme, b'tzalmo b'tzalem elokim. Boro es v'zach v'nekeva. So you see clearly, we're in the image, it's kevyochol, there's a material image of them. Im ha'toyra atzma dibra ka, gam anachnu yochol lidaber keloshen hazeh, im heyoy sheposhutu she'ein sham Lemala, as we know, Ella, Oiras, Daki, Betachlis, Aruchinus, Bilti, Nitfosim, Sham, Klal. Kemosha, Omar, Kosov, Ki, Lo, Reisen, Kolt, Munav, Keilu, Keilu, Rabos, Omnam, Esh, Oderich, Acheres. So, one way, the way that Ariza, you understand what's going on? So the way that Ariza is going to explain to us a double Ruchni is by Ivri Bede Odom, by the parts of a person. Like we saw, the Torah uses that. Another way, we saw this in Oyes Yisrael as well. Another way that the Ariz is going to communicate to us, the Oyres Lemala, Oder Acheretz, Kedeshin Limshol, Lahamshil, Litzayer, Bad, Vorim, Elyonim, Behem, Bechinas, Ksivas, Tzuos, Oyes Yisrael. So we're going to use Oyes Yisrael, the Ariz is going to use Oyes Yisrael trying to communicate to us these ideas. Ki kol Oyes v'Oyes Moira la'or Pchote Elyon. V'gam, this is the mile of Loshon HaKodesh, v'gam t'muna zu, dava posho hu, ki ein lemal lo ois, and we have to know, even though we're talking about oises here, and havaya, yud, ke, vav, ke, and all these different oises, highly shameless by Eberster, these oises, again, only a kisui to the o. It's not be'atzmias, we find no oises lemal. Below, we don't find any oises lemal, but on kuda, gam zev derch mosho, v'tzio, l'shachich za oisen.
We do. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world from the Torah.
Huh?
You see the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world from the Torah.
Right.
So the world in those days.
But what's the Torah? When the Moshe said it was created 2,000 years before the Torah.
Those are the answers of the Torah.
Right? It's all Masholim. Everything that we speak about, all Masholim. There's no Oisis Lemala, Nekudas Lemala. It's gone. It's only Shachachachas Oisim. Don't think after Meir Esam Shana you're going to go up and see Oisis.
So what's making the difference between the two Pshatim?
No, it's two different ways of explaining us Dvar Muchim.
Well, you just made them the same.
Yeah, they are the same. So, Ivre bin Odom, that's one thing. We're going to explain to her there's a chesed called the right arm, a gvur called the left arm, netzach, right leg, so and so. That's a way to explain a tzur of a pouncer. Another way to explain Dvam Ruchnim would be the Shemus. The Shemus. But Oisius, a Yud, and the Vav, and a Dalit, and Hena, we're going to see how that also explains Dvam Ruchnim. All the same thing, but two different ways. לכן נבר עתה הקדומק הנזכה על דרת ציור האויסיוס וגם כן ובמכינת ציורים אלו הם ציור האודם הם בציור האויסיוס whether we're working with the ציורים בני אודם or the ציור of the אויסיוס שתיהם מוכרחים להבין עניין האוירוס עליונים כאשר תראה בספרי הזוהר בנויים על שתי בכינס הציורים האלה עד כאן לשם אוקיי? So we see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai allowed himself to use these two Marsholim to explain Dvam Ruchnim. Okay. Any questions? Right. Quite simple. Anav Hey. Turning Loimar, I want to explain to you something. Tell me about Anav Zim. Right. Okay. Yeah, actually, before we go weiter, but I want to do a piece in the Shor Shayam. What we just read now is a very interesting thing. We talked about a moshul. We talked a moshul. That these are all these things that we're speaking about here, like the Torah, Eini Hashem, Yireich Hashem, Yidaber Hashem, Yishma Hashem, Ragle Hashem, Zroa, Netuya. All these different psukim, all mosholim. Question is, what's the nimshul? Where is the nimshul to be found? Is the what?
Never.
What do you mean never?
When we get to the level.
All right. Is it something separate? Well, the question is more: is it something separate from the moshul, or is it the exact same thing as the moshul, but just deeper in the moshul? Right. Enough community would be if I tell you I want to communicate an idea. I'm telling you, I'll give you a moshul. There was a king, and he had a son, and he sent him out of the house. Okay, that's a moshul. But I can give you any moshul. I can give you talk about I was a cat and dog, and the cat ran away from the dog. Whatever moshul is, not important. The moshul. The important is the nimshul, the idea behind it, right? So, is the moshul lav dafka, or is the moshul dafka? Neither is the moshul and nimshul one and the same, or it's two different things.
Well, by definition, is that once we're talking about the stage after the whatever definition you're going to have after the stage of the poshut shuba pashtus. So in that case, that secondary stage, in that case, it's a moshul for nimshul.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean. Second stage, first stage.
When Boreum is pure pashtus, so in that case there can't be any nimshul, because it's all nivul and nichul or whatever lashon in who he is. But once you're talking about this, the next stage on, that which shaftus to bria in the meisah, so there's no reason why there can't be a nimshul.
No, that wasn't the question. Of course there's a moshul and of course there's a nimshul. The question is the moshul dafka or...
No, once we're talking about the fact that we're talking about Ein Sof as that is something which is not the... Okay, Kaviyochel, Yisburach Amiti. It's the stage which is metapu with something which is in Bria, in creation. So in that case, there's no reason why there shouldn't be a proper nimshul. That could be proper.
We're very good at the nimshul. Again, that's not the question. The question is the shine is by the moshul, not by the nimshul. Let me give you more to understand. When we speak about ak, There is a drawing the whole picture first, you understand? So we've been learning this for quite some time. We're talking about Ak, we're talking about Tzilus, we're talking about Bri, Tzilus, all the worlds. But you understand, Ak is above Tzilus, and Asir is below Yetzir. You understand? There's a Mahalach here, right? There's a Patsuf called Atik, and below that, Arich. You know, it's all Masuda. It's all Masuda. We just learned Arizat, it's all Masholim. Okay, we just read that inside. These are here to help us. When Madame the Betzalel Elokim, when Madame these Patsufim, it has a kav Yamin, kav Small, kav Amtsoy. This is a right arm, left arm. All these are Masholim, he just told us a minute ago. Goodbye. Lola. Okay. There's no, you won't find any Patsufim. The way it's being described here, you won't find that. Lamala. Ein Oisis Lamala, Ein Ivre Bine Odom Lamala. These are all Masholim. Fine. Push it, right? Because we're talking about Oiris. Oiris don't look like Patsufim. What we imagine in our mind, you know, of Adam Kadmon, the how do you say in English, the Pridomio man, you know, the first man that was there, Adam Kadmon, and then you have the concepts, yes, but the Gashmi, what we understand, and all these pictures that we draw, Lohai Velo Nivra. Okay, Masholim, again, understand this concept, it's very important. These are Masholim. All these Havayas, all these things, the concepts, the Oilers are very powerful, but don't think you'll find any Oishas. No, UK Vavke, Lamala. These are all Midroshim, these are ways to help us to attach ourselves to Hashem, because otherwise, there's nothing, Ein Malidaber. Ein Malidaber, Chazal, or Malabish, the Heilige Chochma in words, in order for us to understand which direction we're going.
You're trying to create a question, isn't that possible?
What?
I'm
saying, you understand this idea of we just read a little Keta from Shaka Dhammas, it was very clear.
Yeah,
well, right? Talking about a Moshul, all these things that we're speaking about, all these parts of spheres are all Masholim.
Right.
Okay, there's no such thing as a sphere called, Chokhmah here, and this and that. It's all Masholim for us to try to get. Again, the concepts are there, the oilers, the chef is all there. But we're mislabish it with words because that's as close as we can get to it. So only. Masholim. The question is, can we just say that these b'chalal is whole mashal for oilers that are not really attached to the nimshal? They're not attached to the nimshal. I could give a different mashal. I'm going to give you a tzio explaining all the oilers lemala, but without using any of this ideas of patsufim and spheres. Okay, I'm going to talk about there's a house up there, and then the house is a top floor. And there's a lower floor, and in each of these floors there's many many rooms.
Okay? That's what you mean.
Lohaya patsufi. You never heard these. They forget about tishkachnis. It's only a mosholim. But let's use a different moshol to understand it. Okay, we're talking about a house, floors, rooms, bedrooms, furniture in the thing. I can make a whole thing, explain to you all a Kabbalah. The feed that moshul. Or no, we have to dafka talking about patsufim. We have to dafka talk about spheres. We have to dafka talking about what the Ariza is talking about. Can I send a question? It's a very simple question. Can I send a question?
Maybe in the Hemshach of the Shea, I would understand better backwards, maybe.
Okay, fine.
If it weren't for the fact that we had a Hoicha Yid telling us that you should look that one way, so of course you can use any other moshul. It's just that once you created a moshul, which we've been told to follow, so that mahalach becomes, what should we call it, magushim. That is, the derech kabbalah.
Derech limud.
We didn't have to use those words.
Okay.
But once,
David's saying that is love davka. All these patsufim, all these words, all lohai velo nivra, and we could use any other moshul. Ariza could have made up a whole different system of, you know, to describe.
But he didn't.
Okay, but say there. But the shayla is, why didn't he? So you're saying, he felt he didn't want to, he felt this is a more matim moshul to explain, but he could, right? Theoretically, he could use a different moshel.
Just like the moshel has a sofa.
And the other tzad is, of this argument, is no. He couldn't have found any other moshel. It had to be this. Those are two tzad. That's the shayla here. Now, Yaakov Hillel deals with this, and also the leshem. It's a long piece. We're maybe we'll do the leshem afterwards. The whole leshem, Keneged the Ramchal, it's a famous machlokes. The Leshem goes at length, hacking at the Ramchal. We'll see more about this, but this is a very important nekuda. People have been saying this very, very chashuv. Okay, so let's go. So in Shosha Yam Chelik Aleph, yes, Shosha Yam Chelik Aleph. It's quite a long piece, but it's very interesting. We're going to skip out a lot of it. I'm not going to do all of it because we're out of time. So it's on page. It starts off. It's Shosha Yam Anaf. Aleph Anav Hey, and it's Ois Yud Zayin. So we're going to start from actually Ois Yud Zayin, but we're actually on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. I only photocopied the page with Kuf. Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Page Kuf Tzadi. The page which is in front of you. Now, in mid, halfway through, he says, "Come where the underlines are."
Yeah.
In the middle of the page. Kan Hamokon Lehishi Befarish Ela Toim Achoshvim. David, listen. Remember, we said, yeah, I don't want interest in this mashal. I want the good stuff. I want the nimshal, right? So a lot of people learn Ramchal because they want to learn the nimshal after. In kei madu tzrichim le'amol kol kach v'la'ari b'diktu kei mashal. Hari am mashal kol inyanu hu rak b'siyah kedei lehasig al yodo etz nimshal. Ve'en tachlis matoch zelimud. Because I could use a different moshul. There's a lot of people why they don't learn Kabbalah. Forget about this inyan of nasim sugar and all these are all excuses. But etzim Kabbalah as kamoshehu is quite dry. A lot of details, a lot of poti that you can easily get lost, and people sort of get a headache and they drop it off because it's. Where is this bechina of the bina, of the zad, the zoom, the ak, and all these potim, and we're getting really get lost in the technicalities, and really what we're trying to do here is trying to get to the double ruchni, right? Trying to get to the nimshal of it. These are all mashalim, as we're saying, right? So,
his question is,
why we matriach ourselves, yagia yom v'layla on the etzayim, when really just give me the bottom line. What's the nimshal here?
I don't agree with the kasha.
You don't agree with the kasha? Why not?
Because whichever moshul, gena, whoever it may be,
let's call him Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Right. Whichever moshul Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wants to use in order to have a pesach, to have a kesha to vary over them, he thought that moshul will help. Okay. The fact that Blochstein, certainly Rufenstein, from Keep Simple, Bezman, Tzonoyim, whoever, would come up with instead. So fine, whichever Mahalach you can use in order to bring you closer to Berulim. But it's not a vort, is that your Mekadish, the protim of the Moshul, is the Moshul is a Pesach, is a springboard to come to the Nimshul.
Okay.
So therefore, being didactic in the protim, of course it's a Tachlis. Whether the Moshul is Taka only Moshul. But it still gives you the mahalach to springboard to the
Nimshul. Okay, but theoretically you could do it without all these details.
No one's on as a zar bas.
Let's say you
were chosen to do so.
So let's say the Tanaim before Rabbi Shimon. The Tanaim before Rabbi Shimon.
Right. So Rabbi Kiva came up with a moshul.
No, let's say Rabbi Kiva. Did he need the moshul? Probably not. Right. He probably can understand these without the moshul. Let's say before Rabbi Kiva. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu. The other Moshe Rabbeinu, did we learn Ak and Abia the Abia, the Ak, the Zun, the Bina, the Bina? Or did he go directly straight to the Eulis and
He first had a Mahalach.
Right, so Tazov, all these questions, theoretically, we could just put aside this Moshe, get me the Nimshal. That's theoretically, okay, let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. You understand that we're talking Moshe Rabbeinu, right?
No, it's not a
cash. I understand what you heard. It is a good cash. The question is, because it's building up to a very important point here. But theoretically, it's a good cash, right? Now, we're at such a low level, we need anything to grab onto, I'm saying, but a higher bechina theoretically would need this. Now, he says, continue, kefi, shenogu, kol chachme odois, balim, so everybody was matriach themselves to understand all the potim of details that are brought here in the Zohar, which are brought in the Etz Chaim. And besides that, later derivations make the gods a pilpul al Etz Chaim, as you see the full, especially the new Etz Chaim, all the mafashim, shem sosum, the, you know, the agos shemesh, machul, you know, tzavchiyans, and agansa lebetike pilpulim here. Be yishuv inyone al moshul, should be kitve arizal, kede al amido bekeren ko, beoifen, metuka, meyushev kol tzadakusha, ve ilu inyone al nimshul, kemat, ולא ביארו ולא פירשו בו מאומה. וכי ידוע ברוב כל, ככל ספרי המחברים בהמשך כל הדוירוס, ותמור הדבר, דאיך עושה תופל איקר ואיקר תופל. מושה, what do you think about that?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Huh? Yeah, that's great. You're spending too much time, you know, like
the Rashi
was telling you. Why are you crutching on a Rashi the entire day and leaving the Gemara? Doesn't make sense, you know?
We haven't got the Gemara.
This is the Gemara. The Gemara is Akabia, all these technical things, but the Ikka was the Nimshol. Nobody speaks about. Well, what's going on here? We're never going to get to the Nimshol here. The Yashiv Zenagdi Mashkot Maran Rashash Ba'agosov. Okay, so let's skip over the page in Kuf Tzadik Dalet. I love to read all of everything, very important, but I just want to get to the Ikabab. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Yedati deleis makshovet tfisikla. We know that all these inyani be'etzim, all these oiras el yoinim, leis makshovet tfisikla. It's a lotion in the Zohar. We wouldn't have all these machlekes and all these people in the tzarchi and all these kashas that we find on the time because we'd know itself. So this is all a quote from Adkan Lishon, as this is from the Rashash himself. Harilan, a kol ponim shelemos yed shel yeda heitev ma'orit she'ein shum dimyon b'metzias ha'moshel v'animshel. But etzem, there's no chiluk between the moshul and the nimshul. Of the kol zo, it's hekshiv, v'gam liyashiv kushyoso, but often, shit yachisuso betfisos inyonim, hem bekushya, hem betiru, tzhu, kifi anire, b'amoshul, d'olameinu. V'rak acher shiyashiv, o az, hit natzil, kinizgler. Od kosov maran rashash, zal, ואחש שערב בפלפול ולישב בעניין אחש, שגם עליו נופל כהגוש הזו, והוא שאל למדלת, וזה לא שוינו, אף הפי שיש בזה פנימס וסויד, אין דבורים כפשטון. הכל הולך במקום אחד. אחד. Everything that we speak about, all these משולים, they all go to one place. The משול and נמשול, all one place. פירוש, המשול והנמשול, all go to one place. Hagam she'enu b'mitzius shoved. They're not exactly the same thing, right? At all. The kozo is nichlal v'nilma the nimshol be'atzmus ha'moshol. Very, very much tied together. Ubeprat ki mashli me'elu shehishtamshu b'hem u'kubol me'elu b'enu b'hamsoz hamsoz be'akrai. This is the wording that the mukubolim are using. He's talking about the Zohar already. Are not haphazard. Pri omol datam b'dimyon. It's not something they figured out or they imagined. Ela b'chizyon ruchi b'avtana deliba deloin. It's something that came out from the Ruach HaKodesh. V'nire shenizgalu leham asoid esel yonin kein kasher nitztayru ha'sichlos ha'ruchnis ha'mufshotim b'sechel ha'midam el ha'masik, shel ha'masik. Hari lanu Shigam, it's all really a quote from the Rashash in Shah Lamadale. So it says Rav Yaakov Hillel, Harilam, Gam mize she'ein shum dava, im derech, lahavin, lemala, ela be'amtsos ha'mosholim. We know, like you just said, Dava, there's no way to understand anything lemala without this mosholim. Shemim behem, helbishu, rabosena, mekubolim, soydis ha'toyra.
That was my point.
But okay.
It could have been anything. It's just right. that's
the. So he's going to say, he's going to fuck you what you say.
Yeah, that's what they marked it.
Va'amoshul va'nimshul hari achuzim v'shizurim b'ze v'ze. Rak b'havonos ha'moshul heitev yuvon gam ha'nimshul. K'moshkos v'sham v'ran r'sha'zal Shakol Hochel Holech the Mokamicha.
It's not
a
Pimcha.
Well, he said it stronger a bit later. Vagdom Zukhov Zanah in Edav Ches, he says, Be'in Aliyas Olamas al Yedea Kabbalah Samoichim, Kosum Rashash Zal, Kedvorim Anal, Yot Mufurosh. Omar Tzorik Lehavin says Rashash, In Aliyas Eilu, Lifi Mashmosh Pshat Dvorim, Purush, Ein Lanu Shum Muva. Mova bederech lahavin lemala ela alidei hishtamshus b'loshonis ha-masholim mikinuyim shal olameinu ha-shofer shebe'en mishtamsh l'arav. So there's no way for us to understand it, but rather to use the loshonis we find in this world. Loshon b'nei adam. Ve'al yodam laski lemala b'ruchnis. But now we can understand the word ruchnis. Vaf b'she'enu k'pashtan, even though it's not the truth of the matter, ela b'hem soydis ne'alomim. Hini mitoch pashdam shemishdam shalom kibes yad latiz lano me'ad achid zay pnim skavanos amitis efshel lavin me'ad besodam ma she'efshel le'yilud isha lavin besechel amegushim. So whatever we can possibly understand with our limited intelligence. Avu b'she'en le'soydam afilu dugma im apshatz im hem b'mitziusam baruchnir zamufshotis zodois ne'lam me'omuk omuk. Leis Moshav Tofeses Bahem, Kol Kach, Kol Shekein B'Dibu, El Shad Dibu HaToyre Keloshim B'nei Odom. V'Rabbi Derezu, Nitan Lahasig Me'at Mezera Misoydam.
What's
that? Yeah. One second. Rav Chaim Yital Zab Agdom Shagdom Azdav Gimel Amudalit. Because it's Zilishon. Im Shikavan not in law Rashbi Rushus, the Rabbi Ava Lichtoiv, as soid this Besefer Zohar. Im because the happy Rabbi Lazar, but no, Shinit Kas, he began the Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, became angry, Alzi, Lamakos of Rabbi Ava, so this Mufusom, Umifalsam. How can Rabbi Abba allow himself to write it down or give him to write and spread it out? These are secrets, and secrets you're not supposed to spread out.
He was in disguise on Rabbi Shimon or on Rabbi Abba.
Sorry?
Who was Rabbi Abba?
Rabbi Abba was given reshoots from Rabbi Rashbi, so he's really asking on his father.
Yeah.
How can it be? The Gabu hit Natze al Kav v'lekach heshiv lo d'mikan v'le'alon lohu milin stimim begava shekotvam Rabbi Abba. Behelem Godo, Bob Shalom Yavino Ella, Litamid Rashbin Shalomdu, Imo, Shikiru, Mimeno Pirushan, Shalamira, Mestumim, and Elomim.
Hamasholim.
Sorry?
Hamasholim.
Right, so Hamasholim, Mestumim, and Elomim. So there, because Rabbi Lozer argued, therefore Rabbi Abba, when he wrote his Masholim, he covered them over. So nobody understands only Tamid Rashbin. אבל לשחח מדורם, אם היועסים תנאים, וליבם רוחם כפסח אולם, אם היועסים כסובים בספר זוהר בכל זוהר, הם יהיו אצלם מילים סתומים. Even תנאים didn't understand the words of Rav Shimma. ולא התגיילו אלה לחברי אילן בלחוד. כאן השורת. דבור מהם יוצרים יהיו. דרך יעלה על הדעת, תנאים כדוי שאל יום לא יבין ברוך הכל שעומד סוידם הקבול כסובים בספר זוהר. ולעוד אלה יהודו הדבר שהתורה הייסה להם במסורת בכל חלקיה וגם לרבו יש תורה הסוד והקבולה ואין נאמר שרבי עקיבא ורבו של רשבי ושעת תנאים קדוש העליון והעתיקי השמוע מויסי תורה לדורס הבאים לא היו מבין מסורת שבספר זוהר אך ביו העניין הוא כי התורה הסוד היועס מסגלים פעם בגילו ובפעם בהלם לפי מצב הדורס וזכויוס זכויוס בני אודם ובהתם לכל דור לפי צורה תיקון דויסר דור. That's a very important thing. It's Tam Aga, by the way, that he's saying, how is it that the previous generations didn't understand it? We understand the later generations. What's going on here? So he says really it depends on the zchus and the zman and the mokum of the dor.
That's full chalkutur.
Yeah, all chayv yotur. Yeah, but prat here, because a lot of people have a time, how can we dare to, we hear this all the time, I'm not ruy, Moshe. Yes. I'm not ruy, I should be learning this, all these tainas.
Well, that's different.
Right? It's not the same, that's exactly what he's saying. No, he's saying it depends on his mind.
You see how loch it's all the same.
What?
You see the Puskim, on a chalak, it's though it may be true, there's certainly a chiluk between this chelik of Torah and Chalokim.
Well, that's incorrect according to Rav Chaim Vital. According to Rav Vital, that's according to Shelo. Rav Chaim Vital say, he's saying there's no difference. So Rav Chaim Vital says there's no difference. Even so, the fact that we're getting, there's another lotion close to the Ketzer's man, Zohar says, the lesson says before as well.
It's not Stira. But Shulchan Aruch does mechalek them. The fact that it may be, it has become...
which part of Shulchan Aruch? Where is Shulchan Aruch?
Reish Menvov.
What?
Shulchan Aruch, you're there, he's Reish Menvov.
Reish Menvov?
Yeah.
What does he say there?
It says that Mechav Ramor, Shach, etc.
Reish Menvov? Not Reish Menvov.
Reish
Menvov. Huh? First of all, it's only the Ramor.
No.
The Ramor says you shouldn't be
tabbling. I'm not saying... The Pismanenu, it could be different, etc. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you see, the Poskim said you're supposed to see this Chelik of Torah as different to other Chalopim. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So I'm trying to tell you.
Monday, whatever, can say whatever they want. I'm just saying. It's not the same as other Chalopim, that's all. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to say that's not correct. I'm saying put away the Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Kabbalah here.
Okay.
So I'm saying, according to the Mekubalim, there's absolutely no difference. That's the point I'm saying. Rav Chaim Vital is saying clearly that is really depending on the Zmanim of the Doiros. You can't take a ride just because the Doiros are early on. There's no difference between Giloy or Pshat or Soid. It all depends on what the Eibshu wants Megal Bezmano.
I will point out that the Kabbalistic Puskim, the Puskim who talk,
can you give me some names, please?
Sure. Mara Paran.
Yeah.
The Rebbe is Aram Chal.
Basam.
Alshich. You find in their Tshuvas for him, is that the Machalek, where they're talking about Mosogi Nistus, Mosogi Nitla.
We're going to get to that. Even in Nistu, there's a chiluk between which part of Nistu you're allowed to.
You're fine.
We'll get into it.
That's one thing. Anyway, the very simple point is that the
point is mute because I'm going to say we're doing Shittas Arizal here. So you can give me the Arshi, give me the Ramak, even if you bring the Ramak, which with Arizal learned by it, and it was Talmud Ramak. But it's a little matter of Moira. Once we have the Arizal coming down. And the Rav Chaim Vital that's mispashed now, the Etz Chaim, with everything's now Sikhi Giloy now, we have all these Pirushim. Anyways, that's not the point here. Let's get back on track. Just look at the end of the page, the last three lines in Kuf Tzadik Hei, V'achein Ache Pitiros Shel Rashbi Niknezu Ha'oros Lemala V'nitz Almul Ha'sogos V'le'at Lemata V'le'at Le'at Chozul Chachma Yodos Linma B'der Ha'sfiros ולא השיג סוד הפרצופים. ואפילו רבינו רמק, זה לא זוכר לזה. עד שבו רבינו אריזה, בגילה וחידש, שוב, סדר, שוב. It's not that people think he made it up. No, he's just מגלה, the story that's הוון במשולי הפרצופים. וממנו, ולעלו, Hein Yemot Mashiach. So it continues, the Gila will continue to Yemot Mashiach. Asher Gam Lemala Niye Eitz Rosen Godol Aladei Gluim Ba'oriz Ba'atzufim Me'irim Be'kor Be'koach Limudam Shal HaChacham Yudei Ba'atzufim. Now, the Dvarim Eilu, the Dvarim Lehed B'divar Rabbein Ariza Muvorim B'Sefer Etz Chaim. Be'klolos Dvarim Shamhu. Ki HaMekubalim Rishonim HaGam Yodu B'Sod Ba'atzufim B'Kol Zois הלימו אינה פרצוף לגמרי, ודיבו רק בספירוס, משום שבאויץ לשור גובו הקלי. ולא, this is all the lotion Ariza. ולא ניתן להם רשות לגולס בפהרס לחכמי הדוריס הבאים לאחריהם את הסוד הפרצופים. כי אם יסגל ידו בלימוד למטה, כן יעשי כנגדם לתיקון למעלה, והיו נתקונים העולם שלו בעיתום, ועל ידי זה יהיה מתגבר הקלי ליאניק מהם או רב. Kain v'kain shekosav rabin rashash zatzal.
Wait, which man are they talking about here?
Sorry,
which man are they talking about?
Which man?
Mekubalim Rishonim. It means Ramban. Means the Ramban. The Rishonim.
Yeah, wait. Before the Ramban, even Rabbi Zerub ben Gonada, the Ravi,
but after the Kadmon, after the Zman Tzalom, etc.
Yeah, yeah. Then he said, the Rasha says, "Binaseinu tam leisu akavona b'sha mitzvos b'mei omer." The similar thing that we don't mechaven b'shasa omer, as we know. Shemehem azunek akatnus v'dinim kal mitzgabrim im yimshuch amorchim alidei akavona b'asiyah sha mitzvos sitachzu b'hem akal. That's what we're not mechaven in those times. I'm something now sure. Aval be'ikva the b'shicha shu be'ez rotzon. And that's where it comes in the Shira. Itchilu ha'oyos lispashet k'rishoyner lemale besod etikon ha'patzufim b'kivan shu eis rotzon mimela ein pacha Moshe ein pacha legalos ha'soides gam lemat b'derech pchotus besod ha'patzufim. Hear that? Ein pacha Moshe v'agam sheken yisgalu v'yachiru lemala v'yoysam eis rotzon ein pacha v'ayin sham kol l'loshem b'orech. Achen, kol elu amasholim, shehem b'bchina separ tzuvim kemo al champin, abba v'ima v'zun, kol apchotim shebehem, enam hamtsos sichlius, shehem tziu gedoyla mekubolim edatim, kedi lehamshil b'hem asoy desed liyona. Here he says it clear. These masholim that you're saying that it's love davka k'med, it's not something that they made up a chlal. Lakach nidgolu lahem b'ruach ha'koydesh. Nobody made these things up. Uberia nivuis beene asoidois beyoise meluvash oise amoshol beatzvam. This is something they saw with their inner eye. This is something which they got with ruach hakodesh. Beoifen shamasholim hema etzem anaf mina oir. You hear this loshen, shtark loshen here. The moshol is the nimshol. Yeah, again, be'oyven shahamasholim hema be'etzim anaf mina o hanimshol shehispashtu milimale el haseichel hamufshat shebe'odam hamasik beruchnius umisham eiru ve'zirichu ad haseichel hamedame shebo ve'hitztayru sham be'oyse tziurim dimyonim kifi she'em מתוארים בקיץ והמקובלים אלוקים שכן אויסה מתמונות חוזו בעניין השכר והשיגו בעניין הסוד לסני אלומים או באמצעות המשולים ההם דווקא השיגו גם הנמשול הנלמז ומתואר באויסה משולים. You know
who was messing the nimshol?
All the מקובלים.
I thought the nimshol is only Leila Mabon.
No, that's wrong. The Rizal was answered. They said the Gomer. We don't answer the nimshol. That was Yidu Mafoshma, right? Mm-hmm. You understand? It's Shair. Rav Chaim tells a whole sefer on this. Shair Ruach HaKodesh. They say it's called Shair Kedusha. It's all built on how a person, can get Ruach HaKodesh.
This paragraph is Rufila. Yeah?
What?
This paragraph is actual Rufila.
Yeah, but he's basing himself on the Rashash.
Where? He's saying is himself.
Do you want to argue with him?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that.
Kein kos of the hedil of Tzadok HaKom in Lublin.
That's the rap for me.
Zal, b'sefa zichroinus. Zero shayin. V'lo zu hi aderech. Shehei sigarizal oysam advorim. He didn't just grab onto these ideas for himself. Shadar yaduahu. Shadar yaduahu. לא המציאו המשולים להלביש דבורך, דים קיים, למה בחר לא במשולים? Why did he choose these funny משולים of acting, you know, כביוכל, he's making up these, all these intricate spheres and things. גם ודאי צריך בילוי זמן עוצום לזה, he would have to spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about how he's going to make up a משול. לאקור איך להלביש דבורים במושו שיהיה מכוון לנמשול אבל כל הסגוסוב הידר ציפוי ציפייה הנסתור. This was הרוח הקודש thing. והוא רואה כל המרי הזה כדר שרואה יחזקל במרכבה. He saw these פרצופים. It's not something he made up. It's not a mosho that he could have borrowed. He saw the פרצופים. He saw the oilers which were matching the nimshol, the mosho, all one thing. ולא היסו צריכה אליו יגיע השכל לפתרון כי הפתרון בדרך הסבורה שיבין כל שמוע אינו בכלל סיטרי תורה. שהוא נסתור שאין כל אחד יוכל לידע כל האומר. אבל הדבורים היו מובנים אליו באמז כמו שהוא על פי ידיעס ייחוד Amiti, Shezachanu, Alboro, Shezoche, Elav. This reminds me of what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to find out. How do I build the menorah? What happened was, the aim is to show them a marshal. We take on that he showed them a menorah, but partially he showed them the oilers which was behind it, and with that he understood how to build a menorah. That's what it came out to be.
Does anyone else say this?
Ad kana shoyna. Yeah, the Leshen. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yes.
That's
okay. That, excuse me, I'm
going to tape here. No, what I mean
don't
is...
Don't say the Leshen Hara at this point.
No, I didn't mean that. What I mean is that the there's the, firstly, I don't actually see the, any Josephus Milo in saying it is just one Moshe alone. I don't actually see a Milo.
What do you mean? There's a huge Milo. It's a huge Milo. What do you mean? Talking about
that? Because that's the denak which Klavishon has used for doing
this. That works in Pshat. That's more concerning. That's a big chiluk. It's a big chiluk. Let's continue a few more lines. The Yotze on Kuf Peches. Kuf Peches. The Yotze Lan Mikol Anal. Kuf Tzadiches, sorry. ויוצא לנו מכל הנעל שהדיע סבון את המושל ושבתור את הרז הבורב הוא הכרח כדי שעל יוד יהיה לנו תפיסה וגישה על ההבון את המושל הסוגס הנמשל ולא זה אין שום מובה כלל להיכנס אל הקודש פנימה והסוגס הנמשל and then he says ורק על ידו יוכל להבין גם המושל I wanted to now the third paragraph now the third is אח רבינו רמחל כול צריכס
Wait, weren't you just reading the second paragraph?
Yeah, now I'm reading the last paragraph. Ach Rabin Ramchal Zal Pure Deceitful. Look at the Ramchal. Inyan Hanimshul Kimat Lehevach Mizeh. The Ramchal learns differently. Ki Amoshu Hul Yediya Soy Hishtalashuv Zeshisvil Zepchot Inyanehem. Shuhu Mashikosu Vipash Deceitful Kumbol in Kol Inyaneh Sifiros Bagdomazehem. אבל הנימשו הוא, הבנוסו או פתחוינו של המושו, כפי שנפטר ונגלה אצלנו בעולמנו, והוא להכיר ולדעת איך המושו הוא מגלה בהלכי בהנהוגה לבורא בעולמנו התחתו. ועל ידי שלא עומדים את סדר אילן, שלמעלה ניתן שוב להכיר להתגלוס, הנהוגוס, הנמשול של ספירוס בעולמנו ולתחתו. ולייחס כל פרוטי הנהוגוס של הבור הנרואים לנו, הנראים לנו, אלא שרוש המאלן במושל הספירוס, באופן שלשיטס רמחל זר, תכלס ידיעס הנמשול הוא, ידיעס הניטס ושרושיס של הנראה לנו, לעינינו, בענייננו, הסוגס הבור והנהוגוס התחתונים. ליחס אויסו הנהוגס אל השרושם שבספירס. One second. Let's continue over the page. קופצה לטס. אולם, אני חושב שגיד לי לרוב שפרוקים. אולם, בעל הלשם זל, הריר בספרו להוכיח בהפך מזה. דאדרב, הנמשול הוא עניוני הספירס, איך שהם למעלה באצילוס, ומציוסון והמיסיס המופשטס והרוכניס ואילו המושל הוא למטה בעולמו השופל וכפי מה שאנו ממשילים בלמדנו כל עושה מושגים רוכניים בענייננו עולמנו בדמוס האדם כדומי
what does that mean?
Right, unfortunately we really run out of time push this one. Okay, so we find there's a machloek. We're going to have to go this a bit slower again. There's machloek, the leshem, and the rochab at this point. But according as Rav Chaim Vital is telling us, the Rav Yaakov Vital is pointing out to us that the moshel nimsha has to be dafka. The moshel is no other moshel. It's something that he was given to the Arizal through Nevi'ez, not only the Arizal, it was given to the Rashbi, it was given to all the Tanaim and the Amoraim. To understand this, and there's no other way to understand. This is the Pesach to understand. If you build any other marshal, you will not get to the Havana of the Nimshul, which is the Pnimis of Kabbalah. Sure, we'll stop it here. We'll continue next time.